Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Would Parkins be willing to get his nipples pierced if Rodgers beats the Bears?
No. Just because I'm friends with Andrew Filippone doesn't mean I do the same things that he does. I don't need to do that type of thing anymore, Marshall.
He's like, I made it. I don't need to do that crap anymore. No. I got you, Danny. I got you.
I'm now respectable. I dress up like a king and make NFL gambling picks on national television.
I mean,
don't forget about the posters that they have too, that they color in with marker on First Things First. That's Danny Parkins, Marshall Harris. This is Rahimi, Grody, and Harris. And the reason that we are talking about Andrew Filippone and that very unfortunate result of a bet is because he now joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Andrew Filippone is at the Pony with an I Express on X. He is the co-host of the PM team with Pony and Mueller on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. And he also does host First in Pod. Danny and him used to do it together. It is now with Patrick Peterson. He also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Andrew, thanks for joining us today.
You know, Danny is such a fraud.
I love it.
Their whole show really has lost its credibility. I guess Nick Wright said that if the Broncos beat the Chiefs, he would shave his head. Again, probably inspired by my bet and the fact that we raised thousands of dollars for breast cancer research by me getting my nipples pierced. And so he said this, and then the Chiefs lost. And he just put his hair into a ponytail. So I don't have any respect for Danny anymore. And his answer and the way he tried to, like, explain it or excuse his own lack of confidence in what's going to happen on Sunday, I think speaks volumes about the type of person he's become since leaving the sport to do TV.
Sing it, man. Sing it. We have been trying to express those same words and didn't really know how to put it. I'll say on the other side, you, sir, do have credibility on this radio station because I believe it was you who came on here when Chase Claypool was acquired and said, guys, you may not want Chase Claypool on your team. And we didn't want to believe it. We didn't want to believe it. But you got that one right, sir.
Yeah, that was an easy one. I'm not really even going to pat myself on the back that hard for that prediction because that was blatantly obvious. A guy that really thought effort was not a requirement and a mandated thing, a mandatory thing. And yeah, I mean, the Steelers got Joey Porter Jr. out of that deal, the first pick in the second round. And he has played a lot better since the Steelers moved Jalen Ramsey to free safety. And Jalen Ramsey is going to play in this game, even though he punched Jamar Chase in the face last weekend. And we know he did that because Chase decided to spit on him, which is about the most disrespectful thing you can do to a human being.
We're talking to Andrew Filippone. Andrew used to be Danny's co-host, Danny Parkins' co-host on First in Pod. He is of the PM team with Pony and Mueller on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. I just need you to know that because we mentioned the bet and you having to get your nipples pierced, that our Twitch chat is debating as to whether or not they want to see them. So you're a hot commodity and people care. They also wanted to recommend that you can't take those piercings out for a while because everybody was concerned you'd subject yourself to unnecessary infection. So I just need you to know that people in Chicago did care about this a lot when it happened.
Yeah. Well, the piercings are out. Some people speculated, like Big Cat from Barstool, that I made the bet only because I wanted to get my nipples pierced and I had some kind of weird kink or fetish. And that wasn't true. The Friday after it happened, so 2 days later, my next door neighbor is a doctor, and she came over and sterilized everything and professionally took them out for me. So I still have them. Some people want me to actually auction off the piercings.
What?
It's very bizarre and weird that there's a market for piercings that were inside my nipples. Other people wanted me to keep them through like the Christmas season and maybe make them more festive. So I do not recommend it to anybody, by the way. If you're like on the fence, do I want to get my nipples pierced? Take it from a man who actually did it and went through with it. It was on probably the top three or top five most painful things I've ever done in my entire life.
Wait, like festive, like what, like Christmas lights or something? What are we doing here?
Like jingle bells. Yeah, that was brought up. That was maybe like maybe one that had maybe some kind of like Christmas, like Santa hat flair on the end of it. Yeah.
That sounds entertaining and all, Andrew. I got to ask you, that all came about because you thought the Steelers were going to win a game. How do you feel about this week's game? I'm just curious. Will Aaron Rodgers play, in your opinion, and will the Steelers get a win at Soldier Field?
Well, number one, as far as Rodgers goes, I think he'd have to get hit by a bus to not play in the game. Just, I think, validated and confirmed for me what I believe, that he circled this date on the calendar when he signed with the Steelers. I think he probably, believe it or not, was looking forward to this game even more than the Packers game, because he said before that one that it wasn't as emotional because he wasn't going back to Lambeau. It was here. And he waxed poetic about the whole rivalry with the Bears and Chicago being a great sports town. Obviously, we know it is. And we know how much he delights and takes joy in beating Chicago and lording over them. So he's going to play. He wore a brace in practice yesterday. He did limited work. He took snaps out of the shotgun. He threw the ball. I think he'll do a few team activities today, and then I think he'll give Tomlin the thumbs up, and Mike's not going to tell him no. He'll play. And then as far as the game prediction goes, I really like the Bears.
Really?
The Bears are what Mike Tomlin wants his football team to be. The Bears win the turnover battle every week. The Bears take the ball away. The Bears don't give the ball away. The Bears run the ball pretty much at will on people. The Bears have an offensive line now that allows for the quarterback to make plays and make smarter decisions with the football and not get sacked as many times. So Mike Tomlin was pretty effusive, and he's not usually a guy who gives a lot of praise towards young quarterbacks. He really only gave Drake May credit for being a running quarterback before the Steelers played the Patriots early this season. And you could tell when he talked about Caleb Williams that he was impressed by the coaching that he's getting this year, but also by the evolution that we've seen him take fewer sacks and also not turn the ball over as much in 2025.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Five.
I think it's interesting that you said that in some ways the Bears are what the Steelers want to be, because one of the things that we wrestle with here is quite simply, and this is going to sound weird with a team that's 7-3, are the Bears good? Because they've had so many late comebacks. They've had, as you said, a lot of takeaways, which, and there is an element of luck that comes with it. If you look at some of the actual defensive numbers, the Bears haven't been particularly good. My question to you is, at 6-4, are the Steelers good? Like, where do you think they are heading? What is the conversation with them? Are they on the right pace here, or are they pretenders?
Well, I mean, just to help you guys out for a second, like, that conversation that you are likely having there in Chicago is what we've had in Pittsburgh for almost a decade. I mean, the Steelers are this kind of team every year. Negative point differential, positive turnover differential, winning record, one score wins. I mean, all these things that, you know, make you think they're not sustainable. And then they ultimately aren't, because this team, when they make the playoffs, gets blown out and is non-competitive in those games every year. And the Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2016, which is the longest drought since Chuck Knoll was hired back in 1968. So are the Steelers right now good? No. I mean, they're an average football team. I would say their defense right now is better than the stats suggest. Since Ramsey moved to safety, he's really, and Kyle Duggar came over in a trade from New England too for pennies on the dollar, and he's given them help in the run game. He hasn't gotten really exposed as a pass defender at all. I think that really what they did was they simplified their defense, and the initial plan was, we're going to have Jalen Ramsey play everywhere like Troy Polamalu did. And I think that play to play with so many new guys, so many moving parts, led to so many communication failures and coverage breakdowns. They've been better since they've done that. So defensively better than their stats. And then offensively, they're worse than their stats. Aaron Rodgers really has not played a good game since they lost to the Bengals on Thursday night. They beat the Colts because they forced six turnovers. Mm-hmm. I would not give Aaron Rodgers particularly high marks for that game. And really, they don't run the ball at all. They're near the bottom of the league in every rushing stat. And if you take away DK Metcalf, which teams have done lately, there's really nobody else in this offense that keeps you up at night except maybe Darnell Washington. So the Steelers, you add it up, the Steelers are an average team in an AFC that looks pretty average right now. So there's really not a team that's running away with it, which probably makes me feel like the Steelers have a better chance this year than they have in years past.
With all of that said, and especially the part where, and I guess that's probably surprising for Bears fans to hear, that was it the Steelers have not won a playoff game since 2016? Was that accurate, Andrew?
Yes.
So 2016, yeah. And as you said, they're always good. Yeah, I know that you've been critical of Mike Tomlin through the years. Where do you stand with Mike Tomlin right now?
Well, the Bears, and ended up being a great thing for them, that Art Rooney allegedly hung up the phone when Chicago called and at least asked if Mike Tomlin was available, because Ben Johnson is what you want in a coach in 2025. And I think Mike Tomlin is more of what you would want in a coach in 2005. Mm. Mike Tomlin is closer to Lovie Smith, in my opinion, than he is Ben Johnson in today's NFL. You know, you watch last night's game, for example, so many scoring drives happened because teams went for it on fourth down. Tomlin's fourth down decision-making over the last 5 years is the most conservative in the NFL, which is weird, because when he had Ben Roethlisberger, he was the first coach after a touchdown was scored, he would go for two to try to get eight instead of seven. He was aggressive. He's lost that. He's become very timid. He's become very conservative, I think in part because he doesn't have a franchise quarterback anymore, but he wants to win with defense. He wants to win with ball control. He wants to win every game 17-14. He has not made good coordinator hires. His offensive coordinator hires before Arthur Smith, a guy, Matt Canada, who's completely out of football. And before that was somebody named Randy Fichtner, who was friends with Ben Roethlisberger and Tomlin had on his worked with in college. And he used to sleep on the guy's couch when he was in his 20s. So he's really done a poor job of surrounding himself with smart people. And that's reflected, I think, in the results we've seen, where this has not been, even defensively, they've got $160 million spent on defensive players, more than any team in the NFL. And right now, I believe they're 16th in scoring defense. They're getting average results. So my opinion is, you don't just keep a coach because that's your thing and you've had stability and continuity for so long. I get it. You don't want to become the Browns or the Jets. But I think 18 years on the job is too much for just about any coach. And I do think the Steelers could use a breath of fresh air here soon in a new perspective.
That's Andrew Filippone. We appreciate having him on and updating us on that unfortunate nipple-piercing bet that did raise a lot of money for breast cancer research, talking, of course, about the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you recognize his voice, it's because he does First in Pod with Patrick Peterson, used to with Danny Parkins, and he's part of the PM team with Podium Mueller on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Andrew, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Andrew.
You bet, guys. Be good. See ya.
Be well. Glad you're okay, Andrew. Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. This is also a bit of a historic matchup when you consider the history of these two franchises and the Bears and the Steelers. And I think we have to do an impromptu segment in honor of the grobber called I Was There, Mark.
I am pro that. You know that. So, and I was there. I was there. I'll just say this. I was there the only time the Steelers beat the Bears at Soldier Field. I say that weirdly because that's what the record says, and that just blows my mind.
Yeah, and when you consider the history that we just talked about with Andrew, too, it is pretty surprising, especially in the middle part of the 2000s decade. So we will go back in time with Mark. I was there next on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.